Okay, today is 26 days of Oyver. He's a massive favor to ask for. The person is not thinking he deserves the credit for the tour that he chose. There's 2 points in it. Number one is to recognize that everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No reason for me to be in the Goyer, be a Balgaiger, because I am doing good things, whether it be Torah, Chesed, whatever it is. I'm just using the things that Hashem gave me properly. Well, then Rabbi Yoni says that you have to appreciate what the Torah is. Rabbi Yisrael is the one who says, Yisrael Zakai is the one who says, not the Torah, how about that? The Torah is the last one. If you learn a lot of Torah, you should not feel you're the greatest. It's an amazing thing, because Rabbi Yoni says on this, what does it mean if you learn a lot of Torah? He says, no matter how much you learn, you have to understand, in relation to the Chokhmah, because it's both, it's drop in the bucket. There's nothing to be misguided at. You learn the drop. Now, who's the one who said this? Rabbi Yochanan, who learned the drop? Gemara Sukkot says that he did not leave. You know, he learned the entirety of Bikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Lovas, Agodas, of Maitre Mezgovah, Maitre Mezgovah. He knew everything. More than Rabbi Kanyevsky. And that's a drop in the bucket. Yeah. I can prove to you it's a drop in the bucket. Because it's not a drop in the bucket. We can live eternally in Olam Haba if we make it to Olam Haba. So, what do you do for eternity? You learn that for after 1 year you're finished, so what do you do the rest? It'll be boring. And it must be that it's a little bit more to it than just flipping the pages. You spend a billion years in one daf, another billion years in another daf, and still more to do. So, as much as we get, we're getting a drop in the bucket. So we have this, why is this a key in Torah? There are 2 reasons. Number one is, the Torah we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the realism from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two is, to appreciate the greatness of what we're doing. No matter what I'm doing, it's great. We have to be proud of what we're doing, our accomplishments. To realize and respect the greatness of the Torah, well, that's just a drop in the bucket. The more we appreciate the learning and appreciate the one who gives us the Torah, gives us the safer to learn the Torah, the more we will have a connection to the Torah.